Hey, thanks for downloading the Brick House podcast. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, welcome to 2017. And you know what the people are clamoring for? They want to know, who's this podcast brought to you by us by? You by?
This week's pod is brought to you by Steiner Sports. Steiner Sports is the leading producer of authentic sports memorabilia and hand-signed collectibles. When listeners use the promo code Almighty at checkout, they receive 20% discount on their purchases. Thanks, Steiner Sports.
Man, it's a great time to be alive. It's 2017. I want to start you off with a quick who's the best segment. Okay?
Who's the best?
Yeah, it's a segment I just came up with a name for right now. We have 13 players in the NBA who wear the number 17.
Okay.
And I want
13?
You
13?
Yes.
Wow.
I want you to tell me who the best one of those
Who's
is.
Who's the best 17 in 2017?
Yeah. This is on Basketball Reference.
I love it.
Lou Amundsen, Lorenzo Brown of the Pistons, Ed Davis, Quincy Ford of the Jazz, DJ Kennedy of the Nuggets, Rodney Magruder of the Heat, Dennis Schroeder.
Did you make that one up?
Yeah. Not all these are real. Dennis Schroeder of the Hawks, Jonathan Simmons of the Spurs, Isaiah Taylor of the Rockets. You like this next one. Garrett Temple of the Kings.
The other made-up one.
Yeah, P.J. Tucker of the Suns, Jonas Valanciunas of the Raptors, and Casper Ware of the Wizards.
Oh, Casper Ware, Long Beach State.
Yeah.
He's from the Drew League. He's really good. I like him.
is that your guy?
I think Schroeder is probably objectively the best player on that list. I really like Jonathan Simmons for the Spurs, though. The guy he paid, what did he pay, like $150 to try out for the Spurs D League team?
That's right.
And now he makes $900 a year.
And maybe Valanciunas.
Valanciunas is good.
You know, some historical number 17s have been John Havlicek and Chris Mullin, so.
I think it all should go to Magruder, though.
Yeah, Magruder. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I started listening to John Calipari's podcast.
He has a podcast.
He has a Calcast.
Oh, wow.
And some of his first few guests on the Calcast, Charles Barkley.
Awesome.
Jim Harbaugh and Nike founder Phil Knight. I've listened to all of these podcasts.
Wow, they're pretty good.
They're pretty funny. I you know, always wanted to know more about John Calipari and what sort of personality can draw all the best basketball players in the world.
Yeah. Do you have an insight now into that?
Yeah, the Calcast is filled with faux humility. You know, Calipari is always just like telling these stories. When I first met Phil Knight, he thought I was just escorting him to the buffet, and yeah, I had to tell him I was a Nike coach. Here's a quote from the Calcast to give you an example of the faux humility I'm talking about. He's saying, Senator Mitch McConnell has said to me, "You're creating more millionaires than a Wall Street firm," and I went, "Wow, we are." He's helped 39 players turn pro, Matt.
That's insane.
28 of them in his first 7 years at Kentucky.
That's nuts. I'm looking at it right here. He has a podcast with Coach K that looks pretty interesting.
Oh, really? Coach K? That's like Shaq and Kobe on a podcast together. He really hams it up with the live reads, too.
Oh, really?
The first podcast, he talks about how he's only going to get sponsors that, you know, he really cares about, and he's going to donate the money. And, you know, the sponsors are really important that he chose the right ones. And by the second podcast, he's, that stuffed crust cheese bread from Papa John's, you know.
The Calcast is brought to you by Crayola Crayons. I love these
brought
things.
Brought to you by Monsanto.
Yeah.
You know, when we were reporting last week that Ice Cube is starting a 3-on-3 league for retired players.
It's one of the finest news segments in Brick House history, I think.
Yeah, really excited about it. Can't wait for this NBA season to just hurry up and finish so we can have some summer league Gary Payton ball. But I didn't really think about it at the time, but the NBA's new collective bargaining agreement for the first time ever now is having the players pay dues so that retired NBA players all get health insurance.
Kind of like a SAG, like a Screen Actors Guild type thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was triggered the conversation anyways by the untimely deaths of Daryl Dawkins and Moses Malone,
right.
And every NBA player is going to be a retired player at someday. Right. Jalen Rose is always campaigning about this.
It's important because Kevin Garnett, for example, isn't going to starve. He isn't going to live out his days in want.
No.
But there were plenty of people that paved the way for him to achieve that might be, or may not, you know, may not be starving, but it's a little tight for them.
Yeah.
So
Kevin Garnett's pants on Area 21 are a little tight too.
Oh man. That is a diss worthy of Area 21, Bob.
But yeah, I think these players now, they got the health insurance. They're going to go out there and run it up, you know, twist an ankle, tear a muscle. They're covered.
Just go get it.
The kids will pay for it. Yeah. They're making 10 times as much as they made when they were playing anyways. Right. Screw it. Get as many injuries as possible. Oh, speaking of 90s rappers turned business moguls, Ty Lawson changed agents recently. He's now with Roc Nation.
Oh, nice.
Jay-Z's sports agency. The first news to come out is not about how Lawson's, you know, committing to helping the Sacramento Kings be better in any way.
No.
But a press release about Lawson launching a premium line of slippers. Slippers.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to that.
The brand is called SLKRS. And they're premium house slippers shaped in the silhouette of iconic sneakers.
Okay. House shoes shaped like gym shoes, yeah, basically.
They're puffy slippers that look like Air Jordans.
Yeah.
I think, in fact, like four or five of the six or seven styles are all styled after different Jordans.
So I see what's happening. When you first said that Ty Lawson was signing with Roc Nation, I thought, There's no money left in that tank for Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
But then you came out with the premium slippers.
Exactly.
And there is some money potentially left in that tank for Jay-Z. Because it is not necessarily a good sports hire by that agent. But I would like to point you to a quote, you know, a few years ago that Jay-Z said,
uh-huh,
"I'm not a businessman. I'm a business." Man,
give me some slippers.
Yeah, yeah.
Shaped like Jordans. All right, let's.
When do those? Do we have a release date on those?
Oh, they're out, man.
They're already out.
They're already out.
Okay, I'm gonna
check them out. SLKRSofficial.com or something like that. I don't know. Search Ty Lawson's Yeezy sneakers slippers. Let's do our word from our sponsor here, Matt. Steiner Sports.
Yeah.
Steiner Sports is the leading producer of authentic sports memorabilia and hand-signed collectibles. When listeners use promo code ALMIGHTY at checkout, they receive 20% discount on their purchase. You know, I got a Christmas gift this year, Matt, courtesy of, well, Debbie. She's a really nice lady. And Steiner Sports.
Yeah.
I asked for socks and beer for Christmas. She got me an autographed photo of Magic Johnson at Larry Bird's retirement ceremony. And to boot, she used promo code ALMIGHTY
Wow.
on Steiner Sports.
It's like a double gift, Bob.
I was speechless. It was the best gift I could have imagined. And I love beer and socks.
Yes.
Anyways, thanks, Debbie. Thanks, Steiner Sports. Remember, use offer code ALMIGHTY at checkout on steinersports.com. That's steinersports.com.
This is...
And receive 20% off your purchase.
This is ad in action there. This is a real life... This is in the trenches promo type stuff.
It's hanging on my wall.
Yeah.
Thanks. We should put the, like, $10 or something that we get from it right up there next to the...
$10? Wow. Magic. Oh, like, is that how when restaurants open up and they put their first dollar
right. They
made, like, yeah, right next to the cash register?
Or like
register?
Ricky Henderson put his first $1 million check.
Yeah.
And framed it.
Today, I'm the greatest of all time.
Matt, this week, you know, it's now time, 2017, where we can vote for the NBA All-Stars.
Right.
And now, just this year, it's not just the fans who are voting for the All-Star starters. The fans get 50% of the vote. The media gets 25%, and NBA players now also get 25% of the vote for who is starting. Rather than bore our listeners with the same starters or same debates about Hassan Whiteside or Joel Embiid or
Eric Antetokounmpo,
we're going to tell our listeners who are the 2017 Brickhouse All-Stars.
This is,
the funniest players in the NBA, the guys who give us the most Brickhouse material. Suggest we start with the Eastern Conference.
Okay, the Eastern. This is a good one. This is where my lineup shines. I got a good one for you, Bob.
But okay.
Are we going to go? What are we going to do? Position by position.
Yeah, let's start with the front court players. Three front court players and two guards.
Okay,
and we got some coaches too.
I did the traditional positions, but I still have the front courts. So my three front courts. Are Dwight Howard. He's there.
Dwight
Howard.
How
he's there.
I forget Dwight.
Dwight, he's there. Kristaps Porzingis.
Kristaps. I got Kristaps.
He's our guy.
On my team.
And this other front court player, a lot of teams, they need to make big splashes in free agency. And I went out there and I made a giant future free agent splash of Brickhouse material with Otto Porter.
Oh
yeah, he's my max. I maxed him out, put him on my all-star team with the hope that he will bring us material once he reaches that max contract. Someone's gonna get him.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
Wow, those are some good front court players. Well, I got Kristaps Porzingis. He's a great player to watch. He also has the most nicknames of any player in the NBA, Matt. I looked up a few of them.
Yeah.
Check this out. We got Zinger. Poor Zing God, the Unicorn, Zing Shot, Darth Zingus, Zingus Khan, the Pores Authority. It's a New York joke there.
Oh, okay.
Score Zingus. Michael Rappaport calls him the Latvian Gangbanger. And our buddy Bjorn suggested 3-6 Latvia.
Yeah. No, 7-3 Latvia.
7-3 Latvia.
7-3 Latvia. Yeah.
That'll get you a spot on my roster for sure.
Yeah.
I had to have LeBron James on this.
That's true.
It's hard to stay away from the constant gravitational pull of the King.
He was the first player to get his own segment, really.
He has his own segment. He's the most self-aware megastar in sports history.
Sure.
He's making World Series bets. He's commenting on important social issues, while at the same time, he's trolling Nike's biggest competitor, like, on a monthly basis, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I think the new gigantic mega-billion contract that the NBA just signed is due in large part to LeBron James.
Of course.
Everybody in the NBA got a pay raise because this guy is just so hard to take your eyes off of. My last front court player, Matt, he's a new one. Rookie of the Year candidate, Joel Embiid.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
I do like to talk a lot of smack about Dwight Howard, but this is even just another way of insulting Dwight by giving his spot to Joel.
That's a good one.
But he's really made an entrance in the NBA. He wears his own jersey to the nightclub, nicknames himself after Sam Hinkie's basketball Ponzi scheme, tweets that America is tanking on election night, and turns his love for Shirley Temples into a branded bottled beverage line. Oh, and I found out about who the girl is.
Oh, yeah, who's that?
Rihanna.
Oh, wow. He's really calling his shot, taking a chance.
Yeah, he was tweeting at Kim Kardashian when he was before he was playing.
Yeah.
When he was sitting around for a couple years. And then tweeted later, oh, I didn't realize you were married. Sorry, Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Rihanna's single.
I'll give him credit. That I just naturally assumed it would some girl on Instagram that I'd never heard of. Some random...
I don't think the random girl on Instagram would, you know, make him wait until he was an all-star.
Yeah, that is true.
Who do you got in the guards, Matt?
The guards.
The Brickhouse all-star team.
I have Rajon Rondo.
Nice.
I just wanted to say his nickname on the podcast, but I got Sauce Castillo, Nick Stauskas, Just because of Sauce Castillo. I can't even say it. I wanted to say it. I can't even say it.
Wow. Stauskas was a guy I definitely considered. And who was your other one?
Rajon Rondo.
Rondo, man. Yeah. Yeah. From the Sacramento Kings to the Bulls bench to possibly LeBron James clubhouse. I nominated John Wall.
Oh, wow. He is. You're right. That is.
Him and Cousins are the Moody brothers of the NBA. They're like the Morris twins who were separated at birth. John Wall is just always falling victim to the grass is greener mentality.
Sure.
He doesn't like that Reggie Jackson makes as much money as he does. He doesn't like James Harden and Damian Lillard having signature shoe deals when he doesn't.
Bradley Beal's now making twice as much as him.
So I put him on the Brickhouse All-Star team, and one of the reasons is I think that he may miss out on the real All-Star team this year. And if he does, I expect we're going to see peak, bitter, pissed off John Wall.
That might be a reason for me to not want him on the All-Star team.
I know. So look at these other guys who are up for the guard position
right. In
the Eastern Conference. Dwayne Wade.
Sure.
Fan favorite.
Kyrie.
He's up there in the votes. Kyrie Irving. Isaiah Thomas. DeMar DeRozan. Kyle Lowry. Those guys all were on the All-Star team last year,
yeah,
including John Wall. The guy who I think makes his first All-Star team this year and potentially pushes out Wall, Kemba Walker.
Right.
Walker's been playing great this year. I expect
he
coaches,
is playing great.
Players, if not the fans, to vote him in. But I think that leaves Wall as the odd man out.
Yeah.
Because each team gets two starting guards, two backup guards, and two wild cards. So unless both wild cards in the Eastern Conference are used on point guards, and these are all point guards too.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, fortunately, is put in at the front court position on the ballot. But I can't wait. And you know what would be the absolute best thing to happen? If Bradley Beal made the All-Star team.
Yeah.
John Wall.
Yeah, or if they put Reggie Jackson's only played like a month. If they put Reggie Jackson on there. What if they put Reggie Jackson and Bradley Beal on there and then made both teams wear James Harden's signature shoes?
I think John Wall would just take his toys and go home.
Yeah.
My other starting guard, Matt, one J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith.
He refers to his penis as a pipe. He goes shirtless for weeks on end. He has a full back tattoo that reads, "Just clowning," with a K.
Yeah, of course. Didn't that get him into some trouble? Isn't that like a spelling stuff with K's instead of C's? Wasn't that supposedly gang-related? I thought that got him into trouble on Twitter.
Usually spelling stuff with K's instead of C's is Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. You know what I'm going to say about the KKK? The more I read about them, the more I don't like them, Bob.
No.
Yeah.
Jerks.
Yeah.
JR is he's also the captain of my team.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Captain rides the hoverboard to the NBA finals.
I think that's the rules. That's the new CBA. I got a sixth and seventh man for you.
Oh, yeah?
Although, I don't know if we can call them men.
Okay.
It's Robin Lopez and Brooke Lopez's cats, Bob. I don't know, you know.
Or a mascot.
Yeah, they're off the bench, they're mascots. Who's your coach?
Coach, I got Sam Hinkie.
Oh, brilliant.
Sam Hinkie, assistant coach Kanye West.
Brilliant.
Just for
fun.
Just for clowning.
Yeah. Yeah, just clowning. That's the motto. My coach, Bob, stuff the magic dragon.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
He's, and you know why? Because it's all about the coach.
It's all about the coach.
It's all about the coach.
Wow. Mascot of the year stuff.
Yeah.
That's a great call, Matt. Should we go to our Western Conference Brickhouse All-Stars?
Sure.
Is that time? You got a nominee?
For the front court?
Front court player?
Front court, obviously, DeMarcus Cousins,
DeMarcus.
Bob.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Cousins.
He's Can't leave him off.
He was a unanimous top vote getter in the West. I have Draymond Green following him up there. And our other front court member, Matt Barnes.
Oh, two Sacramento Kings in the front court.
You never have enough Sacramento Kings. Combined with Rondo and Stauskas, you have two former Kings, too, so it's...
That's a lot of Kings.
Yeah. That's my front court. What about yours?
Yeah, I love DeMarcus Cousins. The Lord give me strength tweet as peak DeMarcus Cousins, yeah, in my opinion. At this point, I feel like he's like Jim from The Office. You know, whenever the Sacramento Kings do something stupid,
yeah, he just looks at the camera,
yeah, shaking his head. My other front court player, Blake Griffin.
Oh, nice.
He is actually a stand-up comedian now. He's not playing basketball, but doing stand-up. You know, I watched him in the fifth quarter. I really recommend our Brick House listeners check this out. He played Cliff Adele, a seven-year-old AAU prodigy basketball player who's like brought over from some African village called the Devil's Nut, and it's absolutely hilarious.
Adele.
Yeah. Cliff Adele. It's all this fake documentary with Kenny Mayne's trying to track down this AAU player who went missing. Funny stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah. Blake Griffin's commercials are the best. He may be the next Mari Stoudemire, getting a max deal with no knees this summer, but early Brick House Hall of Fame candidate.
Of course.
My other front court player, Meta World Peace.
That's our guy.
Meta World Peace is also in a fifth quarter episode, and he made the team because he changed his name to Meta World Peace.
Yeah. Right.
The Lakers break their huddles now chanting, "I love basketball," because World Peace is like their crazy uncle / assistant coach / mascot.
Yeah. I like the idea. He wanted to change his name. He's like thinking, I don't know if people will take me seriously, but maybe if I throw World Peace on there, people won't be against World Peace.
Yeah, his fifth quarter episode is actually about how he helps a blind kid see again. And then the blind kid makes him do things, including change his name to Meta World Peace.
Okay, perfect.
Let's nominate our guards for the Brick House All-Star team. Who you got?
You know, it's kind of boring, but I have just Westbrook and Harden.
Westbrook and Harden.
Just they're, not only are they two of the best players, but they have made their rounds with clothes and shoes and beards and...
Yeah, I saw an Instagram post that they played this week, the Rockets versus the Thunder.
Right.
It was a really good game. And, James Harden posted the beard and Brody. I guess they've been friends since growing up in L.A.
Yeah.
I also have James Harden on my Brick House All-Stars. Whenever you are accused of hiring goons to attack Moses Malone Jr. because Moses Malone Jr. criticized you for charging too much for your summer camp.
You get
a nomination.
Yeah, that's pretty strong. That is that is Daniel Day-Lewis level strong there for a nomination, Bob.
It's really all about the kids, though.
Yeah.
And my other guard, starting guard, Austin Rivers.
Oh, I don't know how I even left that off.
I think he's like a pouty Trey from Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
His face is like permanently held in that get off me man look.
Yeah.
You know? His father got held over the coals by the Celtics, you know, to trade assets to him. Otherwise, they would bury Austin Rivers, probably banish him from the NBA. And now he's the first ever player to play for his dad. And he acts like a kid playing for his dad,
right?
Despite being 25 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same guy who Matt Barnes and Blake Griffin just a couple years ago made Instagram videos making fun of Austin Rivers and how he plays, Blake doing an impersonation of him. Though I am making fun of him, I also do root for Austin Rivers, too. So
sure,
He should just lighten up if he's listening.
Just chill out. Thanks for listening.
You got any six men or coaches on this squad?
Six man Swaggy P.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
You just got Lakers and Kings on your team.
I stepped out of my apartment and I just the first things I could see, Bob, and it's just Lakers and Kings. I think he's the first Laker on there. Well, I guess Matt Barnes kinda technically. And my coach, Derek Fisher, just because I want to see Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher have to coexist.
I got a couple of kings for my coach. The co-coaches, Vivek Ranadive and Vlade Divac. Because I want to see a full court press and cherry picking.
Yeah. Brilliant.
All right, Matt, let's tell our listeners about this week's Diss of the Week. Yo mama is so fat! It's the Sacramento King, actually. Aaron Aflalo just recently is back in the Kings lineup and was asked about the up and down season the Kings are having.
Right.
Aflalo's answer, up and down. It's been a down year. Also, we got Brent Berry. He was talking to Marv Albert the other night.
Yes.
Talking about Charles Barkley and analytics. He said, trying to convince Barkley of the analytics movement is like trying to push water uphill with a rake. Which I'm guessing, I've never tried that, but it's probably pretty hard.
Yeah.
On the next episode of Brick House.
I'm going to say we check in and see who LeBron James has added to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, wow.
That week.
Yeah. The clubhouse, as you so eloquently put it.
He doesn't even try to mask it anymore.
No.
The Cavs lost a game this week. He said they needed a backup point guard. Minutes later, NBA trade rumors are abuzz that Mario Chalmers or Rajon Rondo is going to be the newest member of the Cavaliers. The next day, they had Kyle Korver. To which LeBron James said, that's cool, but we still need a point guard.
Yeah, I think he is letting everyone know, listen, I'm making you all a ton of money in this new CBA, so we're going to play by my rules.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at BrickHousePod. If you like what you hear, rate and review us on iTunes. We'll tell you about LeBron, the Cavs, and the rest of the yucks around the NBA on the next episode of BrickHouse.